the music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s Garage Punk, Freak Beat, and Psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
I think we have yet to reap the so-called benefits of the acid generation. No!
Tries but misunderstands. She's often inclined to borrow somebody's dreams till tomorrow. There is no other day. Let's try it another way. You'll lose your mind and play three games for me. After dark, Emily cries. Gazing through trees in sorrow, hardly a sound till tomorrow. There is no other day. Let's try it another way. You'll lose your mind and play. On a gown that touches the ground. Float on a river forever and ever, Emily. There is no other day. Let's try it another way. You'll lose your mind and play.
Well, hi once again, fans of great 60s underground rock music. This is Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast. I'm Phil Gray, episode 295, seeing out a great year of retrospect. Thanks for being with us throughout 2017. Episode 295 got underway with a guy called Ben Cash with the Cash Tones, a cover, of course, of the Pink Floyd track See Emily Play. Ben Cash also did a cover of the Who's My Generation. We took a little bit more psychedelic vein because this episode is taking another look at that kind of proto-psychedelia time. So Ben Cash and the Cash Tones. Who was Ben Cash? Well, not a person, in fact. One of many fantasy names used for an anonymous British studio groups when a German subsidiary label called Pop put together a series called Original Beats Aus England. So those were released in Germany, also released as England's Top 14 of Pop. That was after the first 15 volumes were released. So this is a lengthy series of compilations of studio groups recording material. So Bill Wellings was actually the guy behind most of these productions. So a confusing story gets even more confusing because on some of the earlier compilation LPs, there were live recordings made in Germany by various British bands such as the Liverpool Beats. But most of the recordings were made at Pi Studios, some at CBS. Over 200 cover versions were recorded. Generally, they were given made-up names. In Germany, bands such as the Beat Kings, the High Tops, Johnny Smash, and so on. Also, Ben Cash, the invented artiste. of some of those tracks. Anyway, confusing story, Ben Cash and the Cash Tones, actually a really great cover of Pink Floyd's See Emily Play.
This music can be coarse, fabulous.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelia. Well, here's a group out of Denver, Colorado. Picture and information up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio. Formed 1965. They're called The Rainy Days. Started as a covers act, got a TV appearance, which apparently caught the attention of Phil Spector. Released an album, That Acapulco Gold. That hit number 70 on the Billboard chart in 1967, but was then pulled from sale. Authorities twigged that it was a pro-marijuana song. So That Acapulco Gold from The Rainy Days. Here's a track from that album, In My Mind Lives a Forest.
Black pictures painted with tears, shallow dreams of love's lost years, little broken statues falling down. Deep holes like children's faces, floating vast haunted places. Who do I trust when she's not around? In my mind lives a forest. I can feel the leaves falling down. Listen to the leaves caress the ground. Then tell me, what is a king with no crown? My world is just endless halls, more cells and lots and grey walls. How many hours have I cried? I have nothing to believe, and yet I know I can't leave. So just where can I hide? And in my mind lives a forest. I can feel the leaves falling down. Listen to the leaves caress the ground. Then tell me, what is a king with no crown? Soft, silent voices I hear, so distant and yet so near. Empty words sit in rhyme. With no hands, leave nothing to understand. In a world with no time, and in my mind lives a forest. I can feel the leaves falling down. Listen to the leaves caress the ground. Then tell me, what is a king with no crown?
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelia.
Yeah. Out of the slime and darkness it comes to inflict its life-destroying poison on the careless, the unwary, the unprotected. No sane person would deliberately expose himself to its venom. No intelligent person would venture within striking distance of its fangs. Yet today, young people are flirting with a poison every bit as deadly as that of the snake.
With Retrospect episode 295, a proto-psych episode, set of three tracks, The Rainy Days with In My Mind Lives a Forest. Then from Battle Creek, Michigan, formed 1966, The Troys, signed on a label called Space Records for their debut 45. The A-side was called Why. We took the B-side, Rainbow Chaser, released on both Space Records and Phalanx Records, both in 1966. Then thirdly in the set, a guy called Chuck Conlon. Actually, Conlon and the Crawlers is what it's credited to. Two 45s on 1967 on a label called Marlin. So The Rainy Days, The Troys, and Conlon and the Crawlers.
Like us on Facebook. Facebook.com/RetrospectGaragePunkRadio.
Well, continuing our look at proto-psychedelia with a track called Psychedelic Ride. This is The Ides. They're on the label called Kendall from 1967. The Ides with Psychedelic Ride.
Rising sounds, they're pounding through my brain. It's a psychedelic sound, and I'm really gone insane. No words can describe this wild screaming ride. So come on in and we'll go side by side. Stop in my brain, it's a psycho.
One of the potentials for illegal drug traffic is the school. Here, the connection can be found with these peddlers of misery who prey on the unwary, the uninformed, the curious, the thrill seekers.
Psychedelic feeling.
Young people will continue through life as normal, responsible citizens. Others, the shunted and unloved, the unguided, the seekers of thrills and kicks, are candidates for the slave world of lifelong drug addiction. But no one is immune.
Psychedelic grace of day.
It's Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast, looking at proto-psychedelia this week, episode 295 of Retrospect. Set of four, the Ide Psychedelic Ride, top of the set. Then we had the Krells out of Charlotte, North Carolina, 1967-45, called Psychedelic Feeling. Then a band called the Vectors from Arkansas on a label called Dalek. Track called Paisley Haze, video of that up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio. And then finally, a better known band for this episode, the Chocolate Watch Band. Formed 1965 in California, signed to Tower Records 1966. We took one from 1968 off their second LP, The Inner Mystique, the Chocolate Watch Band, with In the Past. Hi, I'm Phil from Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Podcast. I'm so excited to welcome the show's new sponsor, Needle in the Hay, a record lover's paradise right here in the heart of Hamilton City. From Motorhead to LL Cool J and a fine selection of 60s Garage, their impressive collection of records has something for all music lovers. And if they don't have what you're after, they can order it in. Situated down the retro haven of Racket Lane off Barton Street, Needle in the Hay is open Wednesday to Saturday. Make sure to follow them on Facebook, facebook.com/needleinthehayshop. Well, for me, there's one psychedelic band that stands head and shoulders above the rest. This is a track off some recordings that would have made up their debut album, Headstone, which was never released. It was recorded for a label called Contact Records, known now as the Headstone Sessions. This is Fire Engine from the 13th Floor Elevators.
Major rock groups, from the Beatles to the Jefferson Airplane, have promoted the benefits of taking dope, and sometimes not too subtly.
appetite from all those things that make me lose my mind. I go inside myself to see what beauty I can find. I hide away for just a day. And all those things that turn around, it seems so far away. The brightest star on my horizon fell the other day. I'll hide away, I'll hide away. I lie awake and wonder if this feeling that I love him will not last. With all of the times taking, I awaken in the river of the past. Hide away. Search for cold reality in all the things you do. For stepping past the looking glass shows highways painted blue. I'll hide away for just a day.
Well, three of the relatively well-known proto-psychedelia bands, the 13th Floor Elevators, top of the set, Fire Engine. Then Jefferson Airplane with Won't You Try, off their third album After Bathing at Baxter's. And finally, the Electric Prunes off their 1967 album, their second LP in fact, called Underground, released 1967 on Reprise, saw them going further into their experimentation with fuzz tone, vox organ and other sound effects, the Electric Prunes with Hideaway. Keep listening, Global Garage and Proto-Psychedelia. Straight after this.
Yeah.
Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
The accent is on you. Oh boy, this is the most.
Woo! Woo! No!
It's time for some Global Garage. Let's start with a band out of Peru off their album Los Yorks 68. It is Los Yorks. This is La Alegría de tu Amor.
Te dije mi amor, feliz yo seré si me besas así, como quiero yo mi piel. Oh baby, mi amor, bésame mucho más, baby. Now, baby. Te quiero vida. Así mi amor, lo quiero sentir para yo decir mi baby. es así, mi amor. Lo quiero sentir para yo decir mi baby. Oh baby, mi amor, bésame mucho más, baby. Now, baby. Yo te quiero, vida. Sin ti moriría. Bésame, bésame.
Diamonds, LSD. L for Lucy. S in sky. D in diamonds. There's not a hippie in America doesn't know that's what it's talking about.
Ooh. capricce e che t'avi sorrisi. Dico-tu che courir par là sauvera ton avenir et l'enfant n'avait plus que toi. Et le l'homme se découvra a reconnu être le vrai, car ceux qui sont tous à fond méchants la finale sans destin de l'enfant naître de sa pensée que son père doit le quitter. S'il pleurait, l'enfant lui criera reviens-moi,
we had Los York's top of the set with La Alegría de tu Amor. Then, Dutch band Group 1850, psychedelic rock band formed 1964 in The Hague, debut album 1968 called Agemo's Trip to Mother Earth. We took the A-side of a 1968 45 on Philips called A Zero. That's Group 1850. Then out of Quebec, Canada, Les Intrigantes, all-female group from Quebec, covered a lot of pop songs of the time, including Sounds of Silence from Simon and Garfunkel. We took something from the more experimental end of their output. A track called La Justice from 1967, of course, a French language reinterpretation of Jefferson Airplane's White Rabbit.
Now, Jefferson Airplane.
Right now, with your white Levi's. White Levi's come in black, flashing bravo blue. I love you. Right now, with your white Levi's. Right now, with some cactus.
I'm going to squeeze in one more global proto-psychedelia track. This one's from 1969. The band is called Karakoy Tikaret Lisesi on a label called Cyan. This is a Turkish band, a release from 1969. The track LS&D.
In your love, in heaven you go. good. No good boy. No good. Oh, then. All of you faces people. Come in. I like that man.
Some Turkish psychedelia from Kadıköy Tikkaret Lisesi with LS&D, wrapping our global garage set for this episode 295 of Retrospect. We started this episode with a confusing story of Ben Cash and the Cash Stones. Here's another confusing one. A guy called Jerry Cole, American guitarist, recorded under his own name but also used a bunch of pseudonyms for various budget albums recorded with session musicians. He had his own psychedelic album, The Inner Sounds of the Id, recorded between 65 and 66. There was a massive collection of tracks recorded, but eventually that was trimmed back to just 10 tracks released by RCA in January 67. A producer took off with the unreleased material from those sessions, and this is where the story gets really interesting. Various material from those sessions subsequently released as the animated Egg, also 101 Strings, who overdubbed orchestral tracks and released Astro Sounds from beyond the year 2000. So that animated Egg and Astro Sounds and 101 Strings all played here on Retrospect in the past. Then when Hendrix passed away, some of the tracks were given new titles and a new tribute album was created from that and credited to the Black Diamonds. So these tracks from The Id and the animated Egg, re-released as being from such acts as the Projection Company, T-Swift and the Electric Bag, we've had them here. The Generation Gap Stone Canyon Rock Group, a various artists compilation called Young Sound 68, The Haircuts and the Impossibles, we've recently had them on the show, 101 Strings, The Black Diamonds, Beeb Baden and 101 Strings, and the animated Egg's Guitar Freakout. So all of this material originated with these unreleased tracks from The Id. A prolific session, and actually some fine, fine proto-psychedelia. So we're going to wrap episode 295 with an example of one of these tracks, released under the name of The Animated Egg. It's an instrumental track called Inside Looking Out. That's wrapping the show, and it's wrapping Retrospect for 2017. I do hope you'll stick with us throughout 2018. Of course, I've got loads more material to bring you on your weekly taste of 60s garage punk, garage rock, freakbeat, psychedelia. I'm Phil Gray for Retrospect 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast. We'll be right back.
like us on Facebook, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
Thank you. Thank you very much.